message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Of this auditorium to bring the word of God to you. God's word is God himself, and everywhere you see the word of God, that is God talking. And I want to appreciate my father in the Lord, our pastor, beloved pastor, our highly esteemed pastor. Can you please appreciate my father in the Lord, the God servant that God has placed over us. Sir, we want to say thank you, and we pray that the oil of God over your life will never run dry in the name of Jesus. Our mama is not here, but I believe that he's actually hooked with us. Can you please appreciate our mama? Please, let's clap our hands to appreciate her. Hallelujah. Tonight, we are here to receive as much as God has for us. Are you ready to receive? Are you ready to receive from God? You see, it depends on your faith. God has more than enough to give to you. It's the word that says, ask of me and I will give nations to you. So if God can give nations, that is actually nothing that God cannot give you, not even the money you are asking him for, or the help you are asking him. That is too small. Praise the Lord. He is the owner of the universe. He's the owner of the heavens and the earth. So he controls whatever goes on. And he's the creator of everything. Hallelujah. So tonight, the topic tonight, we are going to praise God. And the topic we are looking tonight is the excellency of praise. Somebody echo it. Say the excellency of praise. Can I hear your voice? Say the excellency of praise. I believe that you know that you are in another day, the last day of the month of February. Hallelujah. For as somebody, you know, who is delighted to see the very last day, I need you to be active. So say it again with me. Say the excellency of praise. Psalm 115, in verse 1 to verse 6. The Bible is very instructive here. In verse 1, he said, praise ye the Lord. In other words, you praise the Lord. Tell your friends, say, praise the Lord. Again, tell your friends, say, praise the Lord. He said, praise God in his sanctuary. Where are you now? Come on, where are you now? So what are you going to do? I said, what are you going to do? Come on, somebody make a joyful noise to God. He now said, praise him in the firmament of his power. In other words, God, you know, enjoying his power, manifesting his power. He said, you should praise him like that. In verse 2, the Bible says, praise him for his mighty act. I know God has done mighty things for you. I know God has rescued you. I know God has provided for you. I know God has made a way for you. That cause that seems so difficult, so tough, God made it. When you saw questions, it was so simple, and in a jiffy, you solve the question, and then you provide answer, you come out victoriously. That is the mighty hand of God. You are on a bike, and you are about to get accident, and miraculously, the Lord delivered you. Things that ought to have claimed your life become the thing that, you know, make you to give God the glory. How you escape, you cannot even tell. How you are feeding, you can't explain it. How money is coming to you, you can't explain it. You can't even call home and ask for money, but money comes to your account. You're being failed. Some people probably, they might not even get salary. Maybe your parent is part of them, or in your place of work, no salary or even no work. But one way or the other, the Lord is making way for you. The Bible says, praise him for this act. He said, praise him for his mighty acts. He now said, praise him according to his excellent greatness. I don't know how big your God is to you. I don't know how great your God is. And that if God you claim to serve tells you that I am the great God, that without me there is no other, that means that he's the greatest, then the Bible says that we should praise him. In other words, you are not giving him sarcastical praise. You are not giving him just babes praise. You are not giving him, you know, half-baked praise. You are giving him quality praise according to the excellence of his greatness. God, you see, the kind of praise that you cannot praise your king, your local king, you don't give it to God. He won't take it. The kind of praise that you will not give me when I give you anything, you want to say thank you, don't Don't give it to God. You see, there are some things we'll say that even not even saying thank you we prefer not to say thank you. Because thank you, Jerry, or just thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Some people are giving just thank you, sir, for God. God say, no, I'm tired of this thank you, sir. I'm waiting for people. I'm expecting people in this sanctuary tonight that will praise him, that will get the understanding of who I am, that will come to the realization and the discovery of how great I am, that I am an excellent God. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. God desires to be praised. What then is praise? What then is praise? Praise, according to a servant of God, he said, praise is an exhortation of God for who he is. Again, praise is an exhortation of God for who he is. In other words, you understand God to a certain degree. And then you exhort him for who he is. If God is your healer, you praise him for healing you. If God is your deliverance, you praise him for your deliverance. If God is your provider, you praise him as your provider. If God is your defense, you praise him as your defense, knowing fully that there is no amount of money you have to hire any kind of security man that can secure you. Remember, we also have a president in this nation who has all the ammunition, who has all the expert guide, who has all the people who are expert in their field in ensuring that his security is guaranteed. Yet, death came in and claimed his life cheaply. You will not die untimely in the name of Jesus. The Lord, who is your defender, will defend you in the name of Jesus. If there is anyone standing or sitting, conspiring in any corner concerning you, your family, your friend, your sibling, your marriage, your business, your career, such a person will be brought down in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, I will fight for you and you will hold your peace. That mighty man in battle will fight for you in the name of Jesus. When I praise God, I exhort him. According to how great he is, I know who God is, and I praise him. And that is why I can go wide in my praise to God. Because I'm not praising any man. That is why I can go to any level and praise my God. Because I know what he has done for me. Brother, if you cannot save me, don't criticize me when I dance to my God. If you cannot give me life, then don't criticize me. And don't mock me when I'm praising my God who has given me life. Come on, tap your neighbor. Tap your neighbor. Say, tonight is a different night. Tonight is a different night. I'm going to give God a crazy praise. I'm going to praise him in an unusual way. I'm going to praise him in an unusual manner. I'm going to dance to my God. I'm going to lift my voice to him. I'm going to jump. And I'm going to shout. I'm going to roar. And I'm going to run to my God. Come on, open your mouth and shout hallelujah. Give your neighbor a high five. I'm talking about my God. I'm talking about the Agidigbangba himself. I'm talking about the Arugu Ojo himself. I'm talking about the Ancient of Days. The one who was, the one who is, and the one who is to come is the Ancient of Days. Whatever he says, he will do. And when he says, no one can change it. He's the unchangeable changer. He's the unshakable shaker. He's the mighty man in battle. As I praise my Father, he begins to fight my battle. He begins to fight my battle. Come on, jump on your feet and give God a hallelujah. Hey, 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 give God a hallelujah. I love verse 3. The Bible says, praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Hey, praise him with a psalm and harp. Verse 4 is very instructive. He said, praise him with a trembling and dance. Come on, give God some dance. Give God some dance. Give God some dance. You know, you may be waiting for drum. You don't need drum. In the olden day, our grandma did not need drum. Our grandma did not need guitar. Our grandma did not need bass. Our grandma did not need prophet. Yet they are dancing. They are twinkling it. They are carrying their body. And they are giving God praise. Come on, dance to your God. Give God 30 seconds of dance. 30 seconds of dance. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo! Somebody give God a noise of praise. Hallelujah. You may please have your seat. I'm going to look one of our time. Look, we are going straight to the excellency of praise. The word excellency means virtues or futures or benefit. What is the excellency of praise? Number one, increase. I love this. Increase. Somebody say increase. Hey, come on. Say increase. 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 If you need increase, let me hear your voice. Say increase. Increase of financial fortune. Increase of blessings. Increase of miracles. Increase of finances. Increase of favor. Increase of breakthrough. Psalm 67, verse 5 and 6. The Bible says, let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. And what is going to happen as a result of this praise? In verse 6, the Bible says, then. Somebody say, then. Hey, come on, say, then. Shall the earth yield an increase? And God, somebody say God, say my own God shall bless us. Hey, this is the virtue of praise we are talking about. Bible says that when we praise him, there's going to be an increase. I don't know what you have in your hands. I don't know that little resources that you are looking as if it's not going to be enough. But I dare to tell you tonight that if you will praise God, if you will praise God, that thing will multiply. If you will praise God, your promotion is coming. If you will praise God, miraculously you are getting your car. If you will praise God, your house is going to be built. If you will praise God, favor is coming your way. If you will praise God, your effort that you have, which is just one, is going to multiply to 10. I say, if you have 10 effort, they are becoming 100. Perhaps you have two times 34 raised to power 14 is your portion. Increase. Number two is victory. Somebody say victory. Victory. You see, God has made you and I a victor in life. We are not a victim of circumstances, brother and sister. Jesus said, "Cheer up, I have overcome the world." That means that we are not a victim of life, for we have been made victors over the world. But you see, many Christians are living below their potential because they have not keyed in to this key. Victory is guaranteed if you are a God's praiser. And we saw that in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. The Bible mentions it's a very long chapter. You read from verse 1 down, you saw that the children of Israel were fighting battle, and God knows that this battle they cannot fight it on their own. And then God sent an ambush. God dispatched army. You see, the Bible says that when Elijah was praying, certain men came, and when he came, they encompassed around him. And then his servant Elijah came and said, "Sir, look at it. We are all surrounded with army." Elijah said, "You see, those who are with us are more than those who are with them." The guy could not understand, and he prayed, he said, "Open his eyes and let him see." Then he saw multitude of angels. Hear me, brother and sister. The numbers of angels we have are more than human beings on earth. Because human beings, we have approximately 8 billion. But if time will not permit me, I will ask to open to a book of Daniel. But you see, we don't have time because we need to do some calculation to understand the numbers of angels. The one that God has on his disposal are more than the entire populations of the earth. That means that God has more army to dispatch to fight for you if you will praise him. If you are praising God where God seated on his throne, he will just say, "Hey, three of you go. Just three of you. Just go and fight the battle." I don't know whoever is weighing war against you. I don't know the battle that confronts you. But I prophesy that your praise tonight will give you victory in the name of Jesus. Lastly, divine assistance. Divine assistance. Divine assistance is one of the excellencies of virtues of praise. It means that when you praise God, the Bible says God dwells in the praise of his people. If you praise God genuinely from the depth of your heart and you make it, you know, a lifestyle, what you see is that divine assistance, before you need help, before you require aid, assistance has come. Because you see, the Holy Ghost who is in you is your standby helper. Never say, brother and sister, again in your life that you do not have helper. It's an insult to the Holy Ghost. Jesus said, I will send you an helper. And this helper will never leave you. It's not somebody that will just come and say, oh. Jesus, no, it's there. It's not, it will not come and go. The Bible says that it will abide with you forever. And then if you will know how to put in the work through your praise, then you enjoy divine assistance. That means that if you will go to embassy tomorrow, while others are queuing and they are saying no to them, you are a God praiser. At the sight of you, they are making way for you to get to where you've been intervening in the name of Jesus. And if by chance, if they ignore your face and looking at you, the moment you open your mouth, that help that you require is coming to you in the name of Jesus. So I want to know, praise God tonight. And one of the things you are going to do is to package a befitting offering. So I need you right now to package your offering to God. You are going to praise him from the depth of your heart. You are going to praise him. You are going to praise him. Number four is there, but before we sing, I will give us number four, which is the last point. Have you packaged your offering? I'd like you to pray to God. Begin to open your mouth. Begin to talk to God with your offering. Say, Lord, this is an special offering that will be accepted in the name of Jesus. Remember, this is the last day of the month of February. The Lord has done great things for you. Lord, we bless you. Now raise the offerings to God. And you can stand on your feet. Father, we thank you. Out of the abundance you've given us, we brought this to you to show you our appreciation and to praise you. Father, we pray that you accept it and you praise us. You will bless us in return. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Now, the last point is this. In praise, what we get is renewal and refreshment. That is one of the virtues of praise. So, as you praise God tonight, don't say you are tired. You are not tired. It's your body that is tired. Your spirit is not tired. You understand? So, you are going to praise God with all of your heart. You are going to open your mouth wide and praise. And you are going to dance with your body. You are going to raise your legs to God and praise him. And as you do that, the Lord will refresh you. The Lord will renew your strength. In the name of Jesus. OFD, God bless you. Clap your hands together for Jesus.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.com.